Blog Talk Radio.
Speak.
somebody in this house tonight. Well, there's an atmosphere of a prophetic voice that's speaking right now. When God shows up, He speaks. He moves. Why don't you lift up your hands right now? Somebody's going to leave encouraged tonight. That heavy burden is lifting right now. That thing you're facing is leaving right now. You're getting your victory right now. Come on, lift up your hands. Somebody who needs to be encouraged. Right now, your faith is returning to you. Your joy is coming back to you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you for everybody for joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord. Hi from Atlanta. Thank you for joining me. And just in case you don't know, I'm on Blog Talk Radio Live and Periscope Live. Welcome, everybody. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you sit me down tonight, Lord God, and that you stand up mightily in me, God. Bless everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Help them to be healed tonight, Lord God, to be delivered tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be of assistance to somebody else in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, the word of the Lord comes from Mark chapter 2. Verses 1 through 12, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Jesus heals a paralyzed man. When Jesus returns to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sin." Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking. So he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk'? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were amazed and praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen anything like this before." I'm going to read verse 9 from the New Living Translation, and also I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible because the Lord gave me word for somebody before going into the main word for tonight. So somebody needs to receive this right off. Going back to verse 9 from the New Living Translation, it says, "Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk?" In the Amplified, I love it in the Amplified. I love it in the Amplified, which says, "Which is easier, to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven and put away,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your sleeping mat or mat and start walking about and keep on walking?" Those of you who have been sleeping through life and seeing no changes, it's time to get up. Those of you who have been sleeping through life and seeing no changes, it's time for you to get up. Stop letting guilt weigh you down. That's for somebody. Stop letting guilt weigh you down. Get up and make a start. Keep the momentum going. Keep the momentum going. Keep on walking. Now let's go into the message for tonight. Again, it's entitled, "Helping Others Heal." Helping Others Heal. In tonight's text, I am really impressed with the four men. I mean, think about it. These men could have been anywhere doing anything. Just like all of you on tonight, you could have been anywhere doing anything, but I truly appreciate you joining me on tonight. The men could have been anywhere doing anything. They could have been out getting drunk, pursuing women, working overtime, chasing money. But instead, they did what they chose to use the health, the strength God had given them to help lift another. They chose to use the health, the strength that God had given them to help lift another. They used their health and their strength to help get another healed. By doing what it took to get the paralyzed man in the presence of Jesus. By doing what it took to get the paralyzed man in the presence of Jesus, they healed him by getting him to the one that heals. That's what God wants for each of us. He wants each of us to use our health and strength wisely, to use our health and strength wisely and in a manner that would be helpful to another. He wants us to use our health and strength in a manner that would be helpful to another. Life is not about you. Life is not about you. Life is about helping others heal, which is the title of tonight's message, Helping Others Heal. You don't have to be a doctor to heal. You do not have to be a doctor to heal. Just be someone that sincerely cares. Romans 12 and 9 from the NIV says, love must be sincere. Love must be sincere. You will never know what sincere love wrapped up in a hug can do for another. In paralyzed man's case, he needed more than a hug, and he got it. He got it. We've all known people who chose to turn away the moment they saw our flaws. I'm sure somebody's saying amen. We've all known people who chose to turn away from us the moment they saw our flaws. We've all known people who chose to laugh at our hurt, to make fun of us, ignoring that we could possibly feel their behavior, ignoring that we could possibly feel their behavior. Still in the text, he is a paralyzed man, which means he could not feel in some areas. It means he couldn't feel in some areas, but he was not treated as such. The four men lifted him. They chose to cause his body to rise above his circumstances. They lifted him, which means they caused his body to rise above his circumstances. They respected that though he may not be able to feel everything, he can still feel something. He is human. Healing starts for another. Listen carefully. Healing starts for another when you respect how they feel. Healing starts for another when you respect how they feel or what they cannot feel anymore because of an injury, emotional injury, and or physical injury. Healing starts for another when you respect how they feel or what they cannot feel anymore because of an injury, emotional injury, and or physical injury. Somebody, under the sound of my voice, you have been treated as though you are not human. As a result of taking much stuff off people, you've shied away from ever, somebody's saying right now, never again, ever having to feel certain feelings again. There are certain feelings that you've just shied away from, and you've sworn off of it and said that you will never, ever feel that way again. People think you're mean, but the truth is you're just emotionally paralyzed. The truth is you're just emotionally paralyzed. For somebody down on the mat, God says, get up. God is the lifter of your head. And every time that spirit comes up on you where you feel depressed or low, remember that God is the lifter of your head. Psalms 3 and 3. God is the lifter of your head. The text says, while he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. Don't we all know more than four people? Be honest, think about it. Don't we all know more than four people? Which tells me, I'm sure, more than four people knew the paralyzed man in the text. But only four thought enough of him to carry his issue, to try and help him heal, but only four thought enough of him to carry his issue to try and help him heal. Out of your current situation, you will discover how much or how little people really think of you. Out of your current situation, you will discover how much or how little people really think of you. Out of your current situation, you will discover who your real friends are. Oh, yes, beloved, you will discover in this season who your real friends are. Mark 2, verses 2 through 4. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man. Again, my text comes from Mark 2, verses 1 through 12. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. They then lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. You see, real friends are those who will not allow the crowd to influence their behavior towards you. Real friends are those who will not allow the crowd to influence their behavior towards you. The four men didn't get impatient. They did not get impatient with the paralyzed man. When they saw that there was no other way to get in the house, they could have got impatient, but they didn't. When they saw that there was no other way in the house, real friends are those who choose to be patient with you despite the apparent difficulties. Real friends are those who choose to be patient with you despite the apparent difficulties. Real friends will look at your current situation and start digging. Real friends will look at your current situation and start digging, asking questions, searching, hoping to find somewhere, somehow, an answer. And the men in the text on tonight, they found an answer for their paralyzed friend. They lowered the man down on his mat, right down in front of Jesus. Real friends will bring you to Jesus just as you are. Real friends will bring you to Jesus just as you are. In other words, they won't get in prayer or in a church service and try to dress up your situation or who you really are, but they will present you just as you are. Because in order to be healed, you must be real, transparent. Because in order to be healed, you must be real, transparent. I hope somebody's getting this on tonight. The Bible says of Adam and Eve in Genesis 2, verse 25, New Living Translation, now the man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame. Naked, transparent, they were real in the presence of God and in each other's presence. That is before sin entered the picture. That is before sin entered the picture in Genesis 3. Because in order to be healed, you must be real. You must be real, not just with God and others, but somebody needs to be real with yourself. Somebody on tonight, you need to be real with yourself. In order to be healed, you must be real. In order to help others heal, you must first get yourself together and be healed. In order to help others heal, you must first get yourself together and be healed. In what areas do you need to be healed on tonight? In what areas do you need to be healed on tonight? You see, these four men in the text had to be mentally stable and physically fit. They had to be. Just think about it. Here they were carrying a man who was unable to do much of anything. Paralyzed, he lay there, forcing all of his body weight to be on them. They had to be mentally stable. Their minds not focused on what's in it for me. These men understood Romans 15 and 2 from the Message Bible, which simply says, strength is for service. Their minds not overwhelmed with who had never been there for them. See, sometimes that's what stops us doing something for somebody else, from helping someone else heal. We start thinking about who has never been there for us, who has never sacrifice for us, and that stops us from doing what God has called us to do. It stops us from helping others. But these men in the text, they didn't think like that. They didn't think about who had done them wrong. Instead, they went ahead and did the right thing. They had to be mentally stable. Their minds not focused on what's in it for me. They understood their strength is for service. Their minds not overwhelmed with who had never been there for them. So why should we do this? Beloved, to help others heal, you must get past all of that. To help others heal on tonight, you must get past all of that. You are someone's answer. You are someone's answer. But to be someone's answer, you must be able to carry the necessary weight of the situation. But to be someone's answer, you must be able to carry the necessary weight of the situation. You must be healthy in body and in spirit. You must be healthy in body and in spirit and in mind. Sick people do not have the strength to provide healing. Sick people do not have the strength to provide healing. Therefore, begin to treat your body like the temple that it is. Begin to treat your body like the temple that it is. Eat better. Exercise more. Read more. The Bible and other books that will build you. Two of my favorite books, other than the Bible, are Spiritual Intervention by Kimberly Ray. There's Spiritual Intervention by Kimberly Ray and The Law of Recognition by Dr. Mike Murdock. The Law of Recognition by Dr. Mike Murdock. The fear, meaning reverence, honor, respect of the Lord, is the foundation of true wisdom. Psalms 111, verse 10, from the New Living Translation. So to begin to be wise, you must read the Bible. You can't reverence a God you don't know. And if you don't know him, it's going to be hard to be wise. Therefore, read the Bible. Get to know him. That way, it will be easy to reverence him, to honor him, to respect him. For somebody sick on tonight, you desire to be used as a source of healing for others. God sees the desire of your heart. And like the paralyzed man in the text had four people, God is going to send you four people. That's right, God is going to send you four people. For that person that's just joined on Periscope, God is going to send you four people who really care about you and are willing and able to take on your situation, carrying you in prayer and fasting if need be. Again, God is going to send you four people who really care about you and are willing and able to take on your situation, carrying it in prayer and fasting if need be. And God told me for this message, make myself available. So I'll be the first of the four. That's right, I'll be the first of the four, praying for you, fasting for you if need be. Some things can only come through prayer and fasting. That's Matthew 17:21, King James Version. So for prayer and private consultation, you can always call or text if you're inside the United States. You can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email, if you prefer, prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fire@gmail.com. If you're outside of the United States, please feel free to email me. And simply let me know you want me to be one of your four. Back to the text. Mark 2, verses 2 through 5. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. They then lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." My child, your sins are forgiven. The Amplified Bible says, and when Jesus saw their faith, their confidence in God through him, he said to the paralyzed man, Son, your sins are forgiven you. Son, your sins are forgiven you. God is looking at your faith on tonight. God is looking at your faith. And it will be because of your faith and the actions that follow your faith that someone close to you gets delivered, gets healed. God is looking at your faith, and it will be because of your faith and the actions. You see, the Bible says that faith without actions is dead. Therefore, if you have faith, you take action. You must show God that you believe. And the actions that followed your faith, that someone close to you gets delivered, gets healed, helping others heal. You see, God does not disown us just because we messed up. That's right. God does not disown us just because we messed up. Because if the truth be told, he knew that we was going to mess up before we messed up. But he chooses to forgive us. He chooses to forgive us if we really want to be forgiven. He chooses to forgive us if we really want to be forgiven. The Amplified, continuing with the Amplified, it says, Son, your sins are forgiven you and put away. That is, the penalty remitted, the sense of guilt removed, and you are made right and in right standing with God. Right now, this is a salvation call. Tonight, if you desire to be saved, and again, saved just simply means in right standing with God, rather than repeat after me, as I would normally say, repeat after me, as a prophet of God on tonight, I declare this over your life, and all you have to do is receive it. The sense of guilt has been removed, and you are made right, and you are made right and in right standing with God. The sense of guilt has been removed, and you are made right in right standing with God. Receive. Beloved, receive. All you have to do is receive. Amen. This concludes the message on tonight. I pray that someone blessed. If there's anyone on the phone lines and you desire prayer, press 1 at this time and I will be glad to pray with you. Again, if you desire prayer and you're on the phone lines, press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. Okay, if there's anybody on Periscope desiring prayer, just type 1 or 2 words that you would like me to pray about. For example, healing for Nancy. There's 2 words. Heal Nancy. Finances, marriage, job needed, etc. Once again, thank you everybody for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire, and be sure to like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, visit the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com. And once again, if you need prayer or private consultation throughout the week, call or text 865-408-8690 or email prolificfire@gmail.com. Songs played tonight via Blog Talk Radio were God Is Here by Martha Menezes and The More I Seek You by Carrie Joe. Join me next Monday, same time, same place. And the message will be rebuilding the walls. Rebuilding the walls. God says there are marriages he wants to rebuild. You and your spouse have been emotionally torn down over some issues, but that does not mean the marriage is over. But that does not mean the marriage is over. Let's pray this message out. Father God, heal everyone that's been paralyzed emotionally, everyone stunted from hurt, and those who are sick physically. Heal them, Lord. Heal us all. Discipline ourselves in body, mind, and spirit. Help us to do so, to be wise and to use our strength, our health wisely in service to others. In Jesus' name, amen. This concludes the broadcast. This concludes the show. God bless you all. I love you. Good night.